Isn't Jesus wonderful? You could feel the presence of God all over this place. If you've ever wanted to receive something from God, now's your opportunity. All it takes is an open heart. All you have to say is say, God, either you're going to come down here and touch me, or I'm going to go up to heaven and I'm touching you. Hallelujah. It's true. One touch from Jesus changes everything about you. All it takes is one cry out to God, and the fire of God will fall from heaven, and you'll be on fire for God for the rest of your life. And your life could shake nations for the gospel. Hundreds of thousands of people could go to heaven just because of one encounter with Jesus. That's all it takes. And the presence of God is sweeping across this field right now. All it takes is a hungry heart. The Bible says if you're hungry and thirsty for God, then you'll be filled. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 5. If you're hungry and thirsty for God, then He'll fill you. God's looking. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord range to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to give strong support to those whose hearts are blameless towards Him. There's strong support coming to you tonight. Tonight, right now, I'm about to pray for every person that wants prayer. And if you have anxiety or depression, it'll go away. The moment that I pray for you, it'll go away. Just like that woman that was deaf from birth, God healed. God will heal your body tonight. If you need power from God, God will give you power. If you need a touch from God, God will give you a touch. But all it takes is faith. You know, there's one currency in the kingdom of God that purchases anything. And it's the currency of faith. The current faith. All it takes is one person that says, I'm going to touch Jesus. And I know that when I touch his garment, I'll be healed. Just like the woman with the issue of blood in the Bible. She was struggling for 12 years with a blood problem. And she pushed through the crowd. She heard Jesus was coming that day. And if she didn't push through the crowd to touch him, she wouldn't have been healed. You know, Jesus didn't think about how she was coming that day. Her faith got her miracle. She went and tapped into the power of God and got her miracle in that moment. And if she didn't do it, she wouldn't have gotten the miracle. And she said, I know if I but touch his clothes, I'll be healed. And then Jesus was in a whole crowd of people. And when she touched him, he stopped and he said, who touched me? And all the disciples said, what do you mean? There's like 50 people touching you. He goes, no, somebody touched me with a touch of faith. Tonight's your opportunity to touch Jesus with a touch of faith, where the power of God will fall from heaven upon your life. And you'll be on fire for Jesus for the rest of your life. Sin will flee out of your life. Sickness will flee out of your life. Depression will flee out of your life. Suicidal thoughts will go. Voices that you hear in your head, they'll go. The moment I pray for you. But you got to connect your faith with God. You got to believe that what God says is true. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. He's not like man where he says, I'm going to do something, but then he changes his mind because it's inconvenient. When God speaks something out of his mouth, his word is so powerful that he has to abide by his word for the rest of eternity. And what does God say about healing? He says that I sent Jesus and by his stripes you are healed, which meant that he took stripes on his back just to purchase your healing. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So tonight, when you activate your faith and you open up your heart, and when I pray for you, whatever you need from God, God will give it to you. Do you believe that? You believe that? So right now, anybody here, I don't care if you came up to the altar call or not. If you want a miracle, or if you want a touch from God, if you have an incurable disease in your body, if you have a problem like anxiety that you want to be free from, or anything in the mind, or you hear voices, or you're struggling with this some suicidal thought, whatever it is. If that's you tonight, or number two, if you want this touch from God I'm talking about, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and you want the power of God to rest upon your life so that your life counts for eternity, so that you have power from God to pray for people and them get healed. If you want that right now, then line up right here, but give some space because I'm going to walk side to side, single file, shoulder to shoulder, and I'm going to pray for each person right now. And when I do, the moment that I pray for you, touch it, put my hand and touch your head. And when you do, power will fall upon you and you'll receive. Spread out a little more. Make some space in between so I can get through.
Welcome to the live stream. Thanksgiving for 2024. Man, I'm happy you came on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I always feel like that talk show host guy from the Hunger Games. What was that dude's name? If you know that dude's name, comment in the comments. Every time we start the live stream, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is that dude from the Hunger Games. Well, thank y'all for hopping on. Tonight's going to be special. Tonight, we're going to thank God for everything that he's done in 2024, which has been one of the best years of my life, but also just an amazing year in the ministry. God's done incredible things in the ministry in this year, and I'm just really thankful for everything that God's done. And the Lord's been speaking to me a lot about Thanksgiving, and so tonight's going to help you. Tonight, when you catch tonight, this will take you to another level in your walk with God. Tonight will take you to another level in your destiny. Things deliver in the kingdom of God to the level of your understanding. You know, Matthew 13, Jesus talks about the parable of the soil, and he says that the good soil produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. So why does some good soil produce 30, 60, or 30, some produce 60, and some produce 100? There's a reason. The reason is because the kingdom of God delivers to the degree that you operate in understanding. So all three soils are good soil. They're all producing fruit. But one of the soils is producing 30, one's producing 60, and one's producing 100. So in order to receive a 100-fold return on the things that you sow, not just money, but everything, you have to have understanding. And so we go to church every Sunday. Most people that watch this, I would say, go to church every Sunday, and you praise and you thank God every day. But do you understand what that's doing for you? Do you understand what that's delivering in your life? If you get revelation on Thanksgiving, you won't just go through a list of what God did this year and thank him for each individual thing. If you get an understanding of Thanksgiving, you'll catch something in your spirit tonight that will produce something more in everything that you do for the rest of your life. When you read the people in the Psalms, where they're like, sing to the Lord a new song, praise the Lord for the glory of his name, lift his name on high, and they're always talking about that, it's because they've caught what I'm believing God that you're going to catch tonight, which is this heart, this addiction to thanksgiving, this addiction to praise, this addiction to like lifting up God's name and praising God for the things that he's done in your life and thanking God for everything that you have, everything that he's given to you. You know that there's a verse in the Bible, I didn't even write it in my notes, but it came to my mind, about how God keeps you every day in your sleep, about how he's watched over you in your sleep. So that means if you're alive today, God's word and God has been delivering something to you and taking care of you, even if you didn't know it or not. So there's things that God's done to you or done for you that you had nothing to be involved in. And so you owe a debt of gratitude and thanksgiving to God, regardless of who you are or what God's delivered into your life. Everybody here, everybody in the world that's alive today owes a debt of gratitude to God. You know, you originated as a thought in the mind of God. God didn't have to make you, but he did, because he saw that the world would be better because you were here. And so you originated as a thought in the mind of God. And then the Lord sent you into the earth. And before Jesus, you were nothing. But God saw you and he turned you into something. He gave you a destiny. He gave you a purpose to live. And that alone is worthy of a lifetime of thanksgiving. But not only that, he sent Jesus for you, not only to save you from your sins, but to make you into something. Romans 8, verse 3, it says, what the law could not do, God did. Which means that there was something that the law was not able to accomplish in a human being that God wanted to accomplish in a human being. And so because of that, he sent Jesus, his one and only son, to accomplish in you something supernatural. When Adam was in the garden, his mind worked better than it did after sin entered into his mind. His spirit was alive. His mind was under the influence of his spirit. His mind was quickened by his spirit. And he was able to think and solve problems. He had the wisdom of God in his mind. His body, it was immortal at the time. But then the moment sin entered in, his mind deteriorated in function. It wouldn't produce unless sweat and toil was applied. His body eventually died, and his spirit died on the spot, and he became less spiritual. But Jesus came, and the sozo salvation of God came, and it didn't just save your spirit from sin, but it regenerated your spirit, filled your spirit with the Holy Spirit, and it quickened your mind. The Bible says that you have the mind of Christ, a mind that's the seat of all wisdom, a mind in which the wisdom of God can now reside, and you can be creative like God. You can solve problems like God. You can do things that man has never done before because your mind's been quickened. And then your body, Jesus came to heal your body. There's so much to be thankful to God for. You know, it's a crime to not give God the thanks that's due his name. It's a crime. You're robbing from God if you don't thank God. He's worthy of all praise. Ungratefulness is a crime to God. And one thing that you'll find, and I could say this from experience, is that when you thank God, the greatest times with God and the greatest access to the presence of God come through thanksgiving and praise. It's not like a burden. It's not like the burden of thanking God. It's like the greatest things in your life, the greatest access to the presence of God will come whenever you give him honor and thanksgiving. So we're going to talk about this today, and I've already talked about it a little bit. But my goal for you tonight, this is what I'm believing God for, is that you catch something in your spirit that changes your destiny. That your story changes tonight because you caught in your spirit this thankful heart. The same thing that the psalmist had, where they were this thanksgiving and praise just bubbled up into like a song, or bubbled up into the word of God. That same thing would happen for you. That's my belief tonight. Can we move this monitor this way? Thank you so much. Keep going a little bit. Right there. Perfect. Thank you. So this is what you need to understand about thanksgiving and praise. So first of all, the core of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving gives glory to God. So if you're taking notes, write that down. Write down that the core of thanksgiving is that it gives glory to God. That's the core, the root of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gives glory to God. It's giving God the glory due his name. So that's the first thing to understand about thanksgiving. Now, the second thing about thanksgiving that you need to understand is that thanksgiving graduates into praise. So when you thank God for the things that he's done, it naturally grows into praising God for who he is and for what he's done. And then worship, we won't talk about worship too much tonight, but praise graduates into worship. Worship is like adoration for God. So the flow of it is that you start thanking God for all the things that he's done for you, all the things that he is for you. And then you start praising God in song, and you start singing to God. And you become like every church in Nigeria that carries power, where they're like, I've stepped into my season of open door, and they're dancing around the altar. Because that's the natural response, to praise and to dance and to sing to God for the wonderful works that he's done. Every good thing has come from God. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So every good thing in your life has come from God. If it's good, you can't take any credit for it. If it's good, it's come from the Father. And every marvelous thing is God's doing. So thanksgiving naturally produces and leads into praise. And then praise naturally leads into worship. Worship is like adoring God. It's your offer, God. It's like worshiping him for who he is. Praise is like declaring who he is. Worship's kind of like lifting up God, and like it gets kind of quieter and really, really, really deep. So once you, it's almost like once you've like just released all the praise that you have in your body, that you, the presence of God is there, and you just start worshiping God. That's kind of what it's like. But the thing you need to know is that your praise won't fly and your praise won't produce before God if there's not genuine thanksgiving in your heart. If you want to praise God, your praise won't even reach above the ceiling if your heart doesn't have genuine thanksgiving for the things that God's done for you. You know, God doesn't owe you anything. God doesn't need you, but he gives not because you're worthy of his goodness, but because he's a good God. His goodness makes him want to give. So he doesn't owe you anything. So if you don't thank God for what he's done, you're not qualified to receive anything else from God. Just salvation and going to heaven is enough. To like I said, like just being on this earth is enough to give God glory to his name. So you have to have a heart of thanksgiving for your praise to matter. You can't praise God and declare all these great things about God, but you're not truly thankful in your heart and grateful for what he's done for you. Now, why do you thank God? Why is it that you're supposed to be thankful to God and to praise God? Go to Psalm 96, 7 through 8. I have stepped into my season of open doors. Verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 says this. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Verse 9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. So it says that you're supposed, you, so it says, give to the Lord glory, the glory due his name. So I said earlier that the core of thanksgiving is giving glory to God. So right here, it says that the reason you're supposed to be thankful to God is because there's glory due his name. God is worthy of all glory, all thanksgiving, all praise. And you're actually created to give glory to God and to praise and to thank God. And so if you don't do that, you're actually operating against the way that you're created to operate. So, but when you thank God, you figure out that you're actually doing the very thing that you were created to do in the first place. So the first reason why you thank God is because God is worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. Now, the second reason you thank God is out of your deep gratitude. You thank God because you recognize the things that he's done for you. And you return to him that gratitude out of your mouth. But there's one more thing, one more reason why you thank God. And it's because it achieves something in the covenant. When your thanksgiving becomes your addiction, you'll be free from every affliction. I wrote that down. I got that from Bishop David Oyedepo. When thanksgiving becomes your addiction, it will free you from every affliction. So there are things that you can only access in God if you thank God for the things that he's already done. But not just that, but whenever you carry an addiction for thanksgiving. So now I'm going to give you seven things that Thanksgiving accomplishes. And then I'm going to give you some examples of greats in the kingdom. And I'm going to show you how you could be the same. I see your story changing today. I see you going to new levels. New levels. Somebody's going to new levels today. Number one, Thanksgiving looses the most powerful miracles in your life. John 11, Lazarus had been dead and in the grave for three or four days. I'm pretty sure it was 4 days. And he shows up on the scene, and Jesus says, God, I thank you that you always hear me, and I thank you that even now you hear me. And then he gets up and he commands Lazarus to come up out of the grave. So that miracle was loosed from Jesus just thanking God. You know, sometimes you don't even have to pray and ask God to heal somebody. Sometimes you just thank God. It's like somebody needs healing. There are times where I won't even ask God to heal them. I won't say, God, heal this person. Sometimes I'll just say, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Because he knows what that person needs. But when you thank him, it looses that power of God that isn't otherwise available. It's almost like your faith will produce to hear, but this top tier of miracles where you need God to show up, you just thank him. Thank you, God, that you're a God that does mighty miracles. Thank you, God, that you are high and lifted up. Thank you, God, that there's nothing that's impossible for you. Thank you, God, that you always show up when I need a miracle. And there's a verse in the Bible where it says, God abides in the praises of his people. So when you thank God and you praise God, God abides in that thanksgiving and praise. This is why thanksgiving and praise is one of the most incredible ways to receive the power of God in your life. And one of the greatest ways to access God is because the Bible says you enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. Or his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. It's a direct line to heaven to receive God's intervention. Number two, thanksgiving multiplies everything in your life. Anything that you have from God right now, thanksgiving multiplies it. If you're just hopping on, these are seven things that thanksgiving produces. Number one is that it looses the most powerful miracles in your life. Number two is that it multiplies everything in your life. Go to Jeremiah 30, verse 19. So first, the first thing I'll say is Jesus, when he had the five loaves and the two fish, he thanked God for it, and then he blessed it. So he thanked God for what God had given him. He thanked God that he even had fish and loaves to multiply in the first place. So he thanked God for the meal, and then he started breaking it, and then it started multiplying. Now read this out of Jeremiah 30, verse 19. It says, then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Wow. Notice it says, the voice of those who make merry. You know, thanksgiving produces joy. If you're a thankful person, you're automatically a joyful person. It looses the joy of God out of your spirit. It fills you with the joy of the Holy Spirit. But it makes it very clear. Because out of them proceeded thanksgiving. Because they thanked God, they were thankful to God for being their God and for being their deliverer and being faithful. Because of that, God decided, he said, I will multiply them and they shall not diminish. So they're not going to decrease, they're going to increase, and not just increase, but be multiplied. And he will glorify them. So number two, thanksgiving multiplies everything in your life. Number three, thanksgiving qualifies you to receive more. Hallelujah, man. Praise God. I see you going up tonight. Thanksgiving qualifies you to receive more. So if you have two and you thank God for it, then you'll move on to four. If you have four and you thank God for it, he'll move you on to eight. You become qualified to go further. Only after you've thanked God are you then qualified in the spirit before God to go any further. There are people out there that are stretching for more, but they can't find it in the spirit because it doesn't exist yet, because they haven't thanked God for what God's already done. You could feel that, you could feel God like have pushed you forward and showed you great things, and then you achieve them, and you'll wonder, if you don't thank God, you'll wonder, okay, where's that impulse or that like drive to go further? And there's not any, because God hasn't placed that on you yet, because you haven't qualified for it yet, because you haven't thanked God for the increase. You have to thank God for everything that he's done to qualify to receive more in the spirit. And that's for anything. Anything in the kingdom that involves increase, if you haven't thanked God for the level that you're at, then you're not qualified to increase more in it. Whatever that is, revelation, anointing, the gifts of the Spirit, the ministry God's given you, the business that you have, money-making ideas, wisdom, faith, revelation, knowledge of the Word of God. Anything that God gives, you're not qualified to go to the next level in it until you've adequately thanked God and praised God for what you have. But God can't resist a thankful person. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where David says, Lord, save me from this situation. I'm paraphrasing, but he says, save me, for who can praise you from the dead? God is not satisfied that anybody that praises and thanks him dies. It will keep you alive. Your thanksgiving will, when you become an addicted, thankful person, it's impossible for you to die. God's not satisfied with somebody that praises him passing away. And you know, thanksgiving actually activates your faith. When you thank God for all the things that he's done, I think that's why those top tier of miracles are loosed by thanksgiving. Because it's almost like your faith can only produce to hear, but in the Bible, the radical miracles of like food multiplying and people rising from the dead after 4 days, those radical miracles were always loosed by thanksgiving. I think it's because thanksgiving activates your faith. Because try it. You'll have an opportunity tonight at the end of this. Together, we're going to thank God for everything that he's done. And when you do, the presence of God's going to fall in your room. And you're going to see what I'm talking about. But when you do it, your faith gets so supercharged because you realize you're actively recalling and speaking out of your mouth all the great things that God's done in the last year. And you recognize how active he is. I think I've had this theory for a while, but I think most Christians don't really believe that God exists. That might be a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but go look in COVID. During that time, so many pastors shut down their church. Do you believe that God exists? Do you actually believe that you're going to go to heaven? Because the same people that say that they believe that they're going to go to heaven, you believe in this magical land called heaven, but you don't believe God will heal your body? So anything that involves God tangibly acting right now, they won't stand their ground. But anything that involves God acting in this kind of ethereal way where it's almost like he's not even really real, they'll believe it. That's what I think. Hop on to the Thanksgiving for 2024 service and hear Grayson's radical takes firing from the hip. Number four, Thanksgiving accesses fresh oil from heaven. Go to Psalm 92. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about keys for 2025. So tonight, we're closing the door on 2024. We're thanking God for everything that he's done. And then tomorrow, we're going to get our faith going for 2025. Hallelujah. And because of what we're doing tonight, it's going to open the door for the greatest year of 2025 that you could ever have. Is the live stream working or is this thing just freezing? Okay, Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. And this whole passage is talking about the greatness of God. In fact, the title of it is Praise to the Lord for His Love and Faithfulness. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Now catch this. Go down to verse 10. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So this passage lists minimum three, more like four, things that Thanksgiving does. Thanksgiving and praise. Number one, Thanksgiving receives fresh oil and anointing from God. If you don't continue to refresh the anointing and stir yourself up, it'll become stale. You have to continue to receive fresh oil from heaven. But according to this verse, there are anointings that you can't access from God unless you are a thankful person. It says that I've been anointed with fresh oil because of his thanksgiving. And then you go down here, verse 11. It says, my eye has also seen my desire on my enemies. Who hear my desire, or my ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. So God gave him victory over his enemies because of his thanksgiving. And then the third thing that thanksgiving does in this passage is it says that you flourish like a palm tree, like a cedar in Lebanon, and that those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age, and they shall be flesh and flourishing. So it produces long life and fruitfulness in your old age because of your thanksgiving. And notice how it says planted in the courts of our God. It says that you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So praisers reside in the courts of God, and they live and remain fruitful in old age. So thanksgiving accesses fresh oil from heaven, victory over enemies, and fruit bearing in old age. And that's thanksgiving and praise. Number five. This one's good. Go to Psalm 100. Thanksgiving, without thanksgiving, you can't access revelation knowledge. Or you can't access light. Light is revelation knowledge. Light is seeing something in your spirit in the Word of God. Where the word gets into your heart and it enters your heart, the Bible says that the entrance of your word produces light. So when the word enters your heart, then you can now see things in the spirit that you've never been able to see before. And once you see it, you're qualified to receive it. Faith sees. Faith sees things in the spirit that God says you have, and then it receives it. But listen to this. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Go to verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Now go to Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So God's light is in his presence. If you're not in God's presence, then you can't see his light or his glory, right? And according to this verse, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he shows them his covenant. The tablets of the covenant are in the ark, in the secret place, or in the most holy place. In the most holy place, you can't even enter into unless you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So if you're not a thankful person, you're not qualified to enter into the presence of God where his light is. And if you're not where his light is, you're not able to receive revelation. God's light and God's glory is the atmosphere of revelation. When you're in his presence, that's where revelation knowledge breaks forth. And revelation knowledge is the greatest key, the greatest treasure in the kingdom of God. Everything comes through revelation knowledge. Faith comes from revelation knowledge. It's the greatest treasure in the kingdom of God. Now, prayer, number six. Prayer without thanksgiving doesn't fly in the kingdom of God. Prayer without thanksgiving. So thanksgiving causes your prayers to work. Number six. Thanksgiving causes your prayers to work. If you go to Philippians, oh, here, we'll do Matthew 6 first. Matthew 6. Verse 9. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So right out of the gate, he's giving glory to his name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Goes through this prayer. But then verse 13, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So he starts it and ends it with thanksgiving and praise. And then Philippians 4. Getting there. Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. If thanksgiving's not mixed in your prayer, then it doesn't qualify before God. And then number 7 is this. Thanksgiving causes your offerings to work. God cares more about your thanksgiving than your offerings. Your offerings are like a compliment to God. Now, don't get me wrong. You still give offerings to God, but you give offerings in worship. Deuteronomy 26, verse 10. It says, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you bring your offerings to God as an act of worship and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has to be involved in your offering for your offering to oh, praise God, my man Nicholas is on. For your offerings to count before God. Hallelujah. So let's run through them all again. Number one, thanksgiving looses the most powerful miracles in your life. Number two, thanksgiving multiplies everything in your life. Number three, thanksgiving qualifies you to receive more. Number four, thanksgiving accesses fresh oil from heaven, victory over enemies, and fruit bearing in old age. Number five, thanksgiving, without thanksgiving, you can't access revelation. Number six, without thanksgiving, your prayer won't work. And then number seven, offerings won't count without thanksgiving. Now, I'm going to say one more thing too, and this doesn't have to be a point, but if you don't thank God, everything that you have will eventually deteriorate over time. Go to Malachi 2, and this is important. There's a verse in the Bible where it says, because you didn't serve me with gladness and joy, then I'll cause you to serve your enemies. And so you have two options. You're going to either serve your enemies in slavery, not having enough to eat and not being healthy, or you serve God with gladness, with more than enough healing and blessing and prosperity and freedom. But go to Malachi 2. Verse 1. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not take it to heart. So if you don't take it to heart and thank God from the depth of your heart, then he'll curse your blessings. Well, your blessings, you've already received from God. Your blessing is God and is from God. God blesses you and causes you to prosper. So a blessing from God is God's empowerment upon you to prosper. So in this situation, they had blessings from God. They were operating in blessings that they'd received from God that had empowered them to prosper and have success. But he says, I will send a curse upon you and will curse your blessings. A curse is an empowerment to fail. So God's placing upon the blessing this empowerment to succeed. He's placing upon it an empowerment to fail because of their lack of thankfulness. So that means that their empowerment to succeed slowly dwindles until they're empowered to fail. And they'll lose the success that they had. So every success that you have in God will eventually dwindle and fade into nothing if you don't adequately thank God. So thanksgiving keeps the flow of heaven going in your life. It keeps the window of heaven open. Praise God. So thanksgiving is important before God. Now I'm gonna give you four giants in the kingdom that thanksgiving's produced, and then we're gonna thank God together. We're gonna praise God for what He's done in 2024, and close the door on an amazing year, and just give God the glory for everything that He's done in this last year. So four people that thanksgiving elevated in the kingdom of God. Number one is Abraham. Melchizedek came to Abraham and he said, blessed are you, possessor of heaven and earth. You know, Abraham possessed, so Melchizedek was saying that Abraham was a possessor of heaven and earth. Obviously, Abraham didn't possess everything on the earth or everything in heaven, but he literally, even while he was on earth, Melchizedek was the priest of the Most High God, and he saw from God that Abraham was a possessor of heaven and earth. And what's there's a part of in heaven called Abraham's bosom. So he possessed land in heaven, and he possessed land on the earth. And how did that come? Through thanksgiving. Romans 4, verse, let's see here, 20. It says, Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was able to perform. Abraham was addicted to thanksgiving, and he was addicted to praise. He received the promise, Isaac. God asked him to sacrifice it. Immediately the next day he's up there going to worship God, going to offer his son as an offering of thanksgiving to God because of his thankfulness for everything that God had done. He wasn't complaining. He wasn't moping. Complaining is poison in the kingdom of God. He wasn't complaining. He wasn't somber. He wasn't moping as he offered Isaac. He went with thanksgiving and gladness of heart for the things that God had given him. Was not afraid to loose that back into God as an offering. Daniel, go to Daniel chapter 2, verse 19 through 23. Tonight's great. Praise God. So much that God's done this year. Okay, 2:19-23. Okay, here we go. So Daniel is seeking for the vision of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream, and he tells his wise men that they're not only to give him the interpretation, but they're to tell him what the dream was in the first place. And they said that it was impossible. And so then he looses an edict saying that he's going to kill all the wise men if they don't get this interpretation. And that includes Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so they go to seek for the vision and the revelation. And it says, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Revelation dwells with God. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand. Thanksgiving makes a giant in the kingdom of God. Receive that tonight. I see you becoming a giant in the kingdom. Your story is changing tonight. Let this get into your spirit. Number three is David. David, all throughout the Bible, psalm after psalm of giving glory and thanks and praise to God. He was a thankful person. He was an addicted giver. You know, I just thought about this. Solomon offered 1,000 offerings to God, praising and thanking God for what he'd done for his father and was just now starting off in the kingdom. And then God appeared to him in that dream and he said, what do you want? Ask and I'll give it to you. God loves thankful people. And then the last person, number four, is Paul. Over and over again, Paul was giving thanks unto God. He said, I thank God every day for you. Talked about thanking God for the churches, praising and thanking God for his goodness. You can't be a giant in the kingdom without being an addicted praiser of God. So in a minute, we're going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. And you know, there ought to be times in your life where you pray for an hour or 2 hours and you don't ask God for anything, but you just thank him for all the things that he's doing. Do that and watch what will happen in your life. I guarantee some of the greatest moments in the presence of God that of all time will be times where you do that. But first, before we do this, I want, if you need to give your life to Jesus, and you haven't given your life to Jesus, it all starts right there. God sent his son Jesus to save you from your sins. The number one thing to be thankful for is the fact that you don't have to spend an eternity in hell separated from God, but that you could spend an eternity in heaven with the Lord, receiving his blessings. And so if you need to give your life to Jesus right now, I want you to pray this prayer after me. When you pray this to your Father, you pray this to God, what happens is he changes you from the inside out. He gives you a new spirit. He quickens your mind. He heals your body. All those things come because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. And so if you want to be right with God right now, pray this after me, and the power of God will fill you from the inside out. You'll be a new person, a new creature. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. Today I receive the gift of your Son Jesus into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me by the blood of Christ. Make me a new creature. I believe in you and I give you my life. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that he rose from the dead and I believe that he's alive today. Jesus is Lord and I follow him from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved, you're going to heaven. Your whole life is different. Hallelujah. So right now, we're going to thank God and we're going to praise God for what God did. I wish I had a band and we would praise God, but we're just going to thank God. So right now, I want you to out loud thank God for all the things that he's done. And I'm going to thank God for the things that he's done in my life and things that he's done in this ministry over the last 5 or 6 months. And when you do this, and you have to thank God from the heart. When you thank God from the depth of your heart for the things that he's done, the presence of God will fill your room. So right now, thank God from your heart. Thank him for the things that he's done in this last year. Thank him and give him the glory that's due his name. Because he deserves all the glory and all the thanks for everything that he's done for you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for all that you've done over this last year. I thank you for a victorious year of 2024. I thank you for new levels that you brought to my life in 2024. I thank you for all the great things that you've done. I thank you for that you're such a good God. I thank you for the miracles that you've done. I thank you for all the people that have been healed on outreach. I thank you for all the salvations, the hundreds of salvations that you've brought this year in the ministry. I thank you for the many, many people that have been healed in the ministry this year. I thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you that we have power from Jesus that heals the sick, that raises the dead, that casts out devils, that gives us victory over the devil, that cleanses the leper. I thank you for that, for Jesus. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the helper of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that he reveals the things that are hidden. I thank you that he gives us power to preach the gospel. I thank you that he guides all of our steps. I thank you that he comforts us. Thank you for the comforting work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the glory of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the relationship that we have with the Holy Spirit, that he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I thank you for all the revelation that you brought to us this year. Thank you for dominion. Go ahead, thank God right now out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank God for everything that he's done for you in 2024. Joyfully. This is not a time to be sad. This is a time to be very happy. He's done mighty, mighty things for you this year. Thank you for new victories. I thank you, God, for the crusades. Thank you for the opportunity to preach the gospel. Thank you for counting me worthy to preach the gospel. Thank you for all the people that were saved in DeSoto. Thank you for opening a door of opportunity, allowing us to preach. I thank you for the people that were touched there. I thank you for the people that were called into the ministry that had encounters with God at DeSoto. Father, I thank you for all the salvations. I thank you for what you did there. God, I thank you for the UNT crusade. I thank you for the partnership that you brought. I thank you for the financing that miraculously. I thank you for all the college kids that got touched by your power this year. 108 people that gave their life to Jesus that will be in heaven. Thank you for 108 salvations. You saved 108 people at that crusade. Thank you, Father. Even one soul is worth all the world, has more value than all the world, and 108 people got saved. Thank you. Those people will be in heaven now because of you. Hallelujah. I thank you for this studio. Thank you for all the live streams that you've empowered us to do out of this studio. God, I thank you for everybody that watches. God, I pray for them that you would bless them in every single one of these, that their life would go to another level. I thank you for the people that watch faithfully and the people that receive the gift of God that you're flowing through this ministry. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your mighty works. Thank you for that woman's deaf ear that came open. Thank you for that woman with bone-on-bone knees that had cartilage placed in her knees. Thank you for the miracles, God. Thank you for Lee that came in this weekend because he was healed on back-to-back outreaches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for an amazing year. Thank you for all that you've done in only 5 or 6 months. I thank you for the anointing and the power of God to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray for everybody that's watching right now. I ask you that you would fill their room with the glory and the manifest presence of God as they thank you from the depth of their heart. We celebrate everything that you've done in this year. You're a mighty, mighty God. I praise you for your mighty works. I praise you for your mighty acts. I thank you, God, that you're a mighty God, that you're high and lifted up. Be lifted up. Let your name be lifted up high. Let your name be blessed. Thank you, Jesus, that we're a new creature in Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings. Thank you that we operate with divine power. Thank you that your DNA dwells on the inside of us, that you've given us authority over the devil. I thank you for the victory over the devil. I thank you for the authority of the believer. I thank you that you've given us your name, the authority of your name, the right of attorney of your name, that anytime we invoke the name of Jesus, that your authority comes on the scene. I thank you for guaranteed health. I thank you for your word that guarantees the victory. Thank you for giving us seed to sow. Thank you for all the financial harvests that have come in this year, the financial testimonies and miracles of things that you brought into the ministry. I thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus, that gives us the victory, that canceled all the power of the devil, that's seated on the mercy seat in heaven right now. I thank you for that. All the power available to us. We thank you for everything that you've done this year, Father. We can never thank you enough. There's so many things that I can't even think of that you've done. And we thank you for the mighty things that you have planned for 2025. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for hopping on tonight. I hope this blessed you. I don't want to take an offering tonight. We'll take an offering tomorrow night for anybody that wants to sow a seed of thanksgiving. Or wants to sow a seed of expectation, we'll give you an opportunity to do that tomorrow night if you feel led of the Lord. But tonight, I just want to thank the Lord for everything that He's done. I hope tonight blessed you. I hope that you caught this in your spirit. Man, this place is saturated over here. I would like to just sit here. It's been a special, special year. Thank you, God, for new levels next year. Next year is going to be huge. I know for a fact I'm going to be going to Africa at some point early in the year to learn how to do crusades in Africa from people that are successfully doing crusades. And I want to do my first crusade in Africa, Lord willing, by the end of next year. And then I'm pretty sure I'm going to go to Argentina pretty soon. So, to learn how to do crusades in South America. I want to get one crusade done in South America and in Africa in 2025. And there's some more things in the work for a crusade around here in like February or March or April. So, my goal is to do 4 crusades next year. And then, Lord willing, to start preaching in some churches as well. So, I know that those things are coming right down the line. But I'm thankful to the Lord for everything that He's done this year. And I'm thankful for everybody that watches. I hope this blessed you tonight. Thank God from the depth of your heart. This wasn't enough, honestly. God deserves the last several days of your year. And so if you haven't sat down to thank God and just to pray and thank God for everything that He's done this year, then do it. Watch what will happen. God will bless you. You'll go to another level. It will qualify you to receive more in 2025. Well, I love you. I hope tonight blessed you. I'll see you tomorrow, midday. We're going to do something in the middle of the day, preparing you for the greatest year that, greatest 2025 that you could ever have. God's got great things for you. You're going to go to another level in this next year. But I love you. I'll see you soon. Catch you tomorrow, midday.